So we're at the New York Public Library's symposium on the 1940 census, which is going to be released very soon. And I'm sitting here speaking with Nancy Peake. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes, Peake.
Okay. And Nancy is a librarian, but I don't know where.
I'm currently at large. I'm on the loose. That's dangerous for a librarian.
Well, now tell me, we're only sort of halfway through this event, but I'm curious, what are some of your takeaways? What are you learning? What's interesting you?
I'm very excited that the New York Public Library has done this and offered this wonderful program. I was very enchanted with archivist Constance Potter.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Who really could be called a stand-up comedian, genealogist. She was wonderful in describing to us the questions on the 1940 census and some of the permutations and what we should look for and be careful of. I found that Gershow, I think his name is, from the New York Public Library Labs.
From the labs, right.
His presentation was absolutely riveting, and I can hardly wait until the Labs makes live their New York, Direct Me New York City, which will be their website that will, where they've digitized the telephone directories from 1940. And it's going to be a great aid in helping people connect their relatives who were in New York City to the New York City census, particularly during that time period where the names have not been, the name index hasn't been set up, where it's only going to be by address. So it'll be a great service to those people with New York City relatives.
Right.
And also, he demonstrated searching for a family member of a well-known person, which was Rose Doctorow, E.L. Doctorow's mother.
Right, right.
And I am a Willa Cather fan, and I'm looking forward to searching for Willa Cather.
Okay.
And, of course, I know where she lived, but it's just going to be fun to find that in the directory.
So she lived in New York City in 1940?
Yes, she did.
Cather. Oh, I didn't know that.
She died here in 1947.
I must admit that the crowd was most excited, I thought. Not that they weren't interested all morning long, but the entire NY Lab presentation, for not only the fact that the phone directory would be online, but that it will not only be able to be sort of shareable, but they're going to sort of make it more deep. People are going to be able to comment, add sort of information. I think it's going to be brilliant.
Yes, and the fact that it's going to link straight to the 1940 census, and they hope eventually to the direct record for that person, which will be a great help, which is great.
The other thing that I thought was, that I love that Constance Potter said, was that what's interesting about a census is that it's a reflection of the decade that just happened. And what did you think about that?
The decade before. Right. Well, it made me wonder, it made me think, well, it'd be fascinating to look at the 1910 census in relationship to the decade before.
You mean in terms of the questions that
right,
they ask?
Right. But of course it'll be, 70 years before we have that chance unless that's changed.
Right. Was there anything else that you know, another takeaway, something of interest or that surprised you?
No, not so far. So I'm just very excited. I can't wait for it all to come available and just be able to hunt down my family members in 1940, all those that I haven't been able to find.
Well, thank you, Claire. Thank you very much.